Hello, hello, everyone. Happy 2024. Welcome to the Best Hawaii podcast, where you will actually get a lot of updates. And the show is going to be reborn in February 2024. So first, let's dive into Hawaii and what's happening right now. So as the rest of the world is encountering a cold front with some major weather issues, Hawaii is no different. We also had a couple of back-to-back cold fronts pass through the islands with some severe winds and some rain. This most recent issue that we've had this week is primarily just the wind, with gusts around 40 to 50 miles per hour. Not so much rain, but it did get pretty chilly. And I know for some people it's, you know, closer to freezing and below, but, in Hawaii, we were seeing temperatures generally around 55 to 60 degrees. So of course, a lot of us were quite cold, because of this, disturbance that has made its way across the state. And so that's been the most recent issue. And then before this, with the heavy rains, there was some significant flooding across the islands, and that did also lead to some concerns when it comes to fishing around the West Maui area. And so there was a couple of advisories that were given about, you know, toxic levels in the water surrounding the Lahaina area, and for people to avoid, you know, going in the water and eating the fish from those waters as well. Speaking about Maui and Lahaina and the recovery efforts, an update that I can tell you, there are a few hotels that are still housing some of the displaced residents that lost their homes. I would say most, though, did find other alternatives in terms of housing. A few, you know, moved off island, some are living with family members, and then other methods of housing were made available or found. But there are, you know, some that are still living in hotels, and there are some hotels that have not reopened because they're housing some of the displaced residents from the Lahaina wildfires that took place in August 2023. And so overall, you know, it's been pretty quiet in terms of, you know, major breaking news in Hawaii, and nothing too crazy. Just the weather has been a bit temperamental, as it has been across the state. So what you can expect in terms of the Best Hawaii in the coming months and this year is more content. And so I did take a break for a little while, where it was pretty inconsistent with producing content. Originally, you know, the show was every single Wednesday, from 2018 all the way up until 2022, every single Wednesday I produced a new show, and it kind of took different routes of interviewing people and visiting places. And sometimes I didn't interview anybody and it was just a voiceover. But moving forward, I have scheduled a bunch of interviews, and at the moment, it's been quite food-centric. There has been a major influx of new restaurants that have opened. And then I was looking at having some special guests. So just today, I went to Waikiki and I actually interviewed Stephen Hill, who is an actor. He was on Magnum PI. He's in The Color Purple. And he lives in Waikiki. And so we actually went to Waffle and Berry, which is a waffle and an acai bowl spot in Waikiki that just moved. They're in their third location. So I hadn't even been to this new location. I didn't even know where it was. I knew where, like, the gist of it and the place that I went to first. It wasn't there. So I had to use Google Maps to help me to find it. And the same thing for Stephen as well. So that was pretty cool. That's going to be new, and it was quite delicious. And I've just got things booked every single week, so it's very exciting that, you know, there's a lot on the docket. In terms of personal growth and development, I'm going to be continuing my education, taking some classes with Harvard Business School online starting January 24th. And just, you know, continuing to push forward and develop and grow. But so far, 2024 has been great, with a lot of promise, a lot of hope, perhaps some abundance, and definitely renewed focus on happiness. And, you know, for other people, it's about rebuilding and filtering and cleaning. And so that's been really great. But in terms of everything that's happening here, everything is going well. So look forward to some new developments and, of course, updates as they continue to progress as the months continue. And you can watch new episodes of The Best Hawaii on Wednesdays starting in February. And it's available online on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. So be sure to stay tuned for that. You can also log on to thebesthawaii.com.